Okay, so what if the speed of light isn't just some, cosmic speed limit, but like the very thing that made matter possible in the first place?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because the material you've sent us keeps coming back to the speed of light, either like directly or kind of lurking in the background.
Yeah, for sure. And for this deep dive, we're going beyond just like the usual speed of light stuff. We're going deep into this information intent nexus idea that's popping up all over your sources. It's all about how like information and this primordial intent of the universe and like the very fabric of reality are all connected. Like, what if even something as fundamental as the speed of light gets totally reframed when you look at it through this lens?
Well, and it's the sheer variety of the sources you've got here that makes it so interesting.
I know,
We've
right?
got audio discussions, a whole document outlining the information intent nexus,
Yeah.
and even your notes on AI simulations. It's like they're all pointing toward this interconnected view.
Totally. And we're going to use all of that to try and unpack this whole speed of light thing. So our mission for you in this deep dive is to explore the speed of light, not just as some like isolated constant, but as a potential player in this whole information intent nexus. Hopefully we can spark some aha moments for you and you'll walk away with like a richer understanding of the speed of light and maybe even reality itself. All right, let's jump in. One of the sources, this speed of light constraints document, it just comes right out and says, the speed of light was the constraint imposed on the smallest full amount of energy in the photon to separate matter from dark matter. What jumps out at you about that?
If we take that seriously, it totally changes how we think about the speed of light, right? It's not just about how fast stuff can move anymore. It's like a fundamental condition for matter to even exist separately from dark matter. It suggests that like the very act of separating these two fundamental parts of the universe depended on this specific constraint.
Which makes you wonder, in the context of this information intent nexus, could this separation be tied to the universe's primordial intent? Like this inherent drive to exist, explore, and become more complex that keeps coming up in these sources.
Yeah, definitely. And that leads this to another big idea from your material, this concept of failed attempts in the early universe. The Intent, Information, and Universe's Structure document suggests that the early universe wasn't just a straight shot to what we have now. It was more like an exploratory phase, almost as if the universe was trying out different versions of reality.
Like a cosmic sandbox where it's like, let's try this rule. What about that one?
Exactly. And a lot of those early attempts didn't lead to stable matter. But here's the really cool part. Those failed attempts weren't just wiped clean.
Oh, more
They
interesting.
left behind what the document calls negative knowledge, basically constraints that shaped what did work. And those constraints ended up shaping the effective Lagrangian, which is basically the underlying math that governs how particles interact. It's like the recipe book for the laws of physics.
So the laws that govern everything are like a record of what didn't work in the early universe.
Very much. Yeah, it's a powerful way to think about it.
It really is. So where does the speed of light fit into all this cosmic trial and error?
Well, the implication is that the speed of light could be one of those fundamental constraints, a direct result of those early
Oh,
experiments.
I see.
Maybe in those early configurations where the speed of light wasn't fixed, stable matter just couldn't form. It was a failed attempt. So the speed of light becomes like this crucial piece of information, a lesson learned from the universe's early explorations.
That ties in perfectly with another idea that keeps popping up, the idea that dark matter itself could be like the information left over from those failed attempts, the ones that didn't lead to regular matter. If the speed of light was like this filter for matter, then those early states that didn't fit the constraint, the failed attempts, they could have left behind some kind of informational residue. And that residue, according to this framework, could be what we're seeing as dark matter through its gravity. It's not just some invisible unknown substance. It's like echoes of what could have been but didn't because of the speed of light. And the document even says that this lines up with the information intent nexus by suggesting that information itself has some kind of weight or like a mass energy equivalence.
That's a key point. If dark matter is information, it suggests that information is deeply connected to the basic building blocks of the universe. The speed of light acting as this filter in the early universe would then be fundamentally linked to both the matter we see and the dark matter we can't see. They both become defined in relation to this fundamental constraint.
This makes me think about the electron, which your notes talk about as like a mapper of reality. The idea being that through all its interactions, the electron is constantly probing and learning about the universe. And you even connected this to that discarded equation, suggesting that stress could create space-time itself.
Yeah.
So how could the speed of light be tied to the electron's role as a mapper and the creation of space-time?
This is where things get really speculative, but also super interesting. The way you described the electron laying the trees and the birds for us to experience as a collective really highlights its role in how we experience reality.
Yeah, for sure.
So if the electron really is mapping reality through its interactions, could the speed of light be linked to how fast that mapping happens? Or maybe it's tied to the speed of the electron's fundamental interactions, the ones that contribute to the structure of space-time itself.
It's almost like the speed of light sets the tempo for reality creation at the quantum level.
Right.
If the electron's interactions are constantly adding to the fabric of space-time, then the speed at which those interactions can spread, limited by the speed of light, would be absolutely crucial.
Exactly. And if we bring back this primordial intent idea, the universe's drive to exist, explore, and become more complex, we can start to see why the speed of light might exist as this specific constraint.
Okay.
Maybe it's necessary to guide the universe towards stable configurations of both matter and space-time, allowing this continuous mapping by particles like the electron to unfold in a way that makes sense.
So the intent isn't just some abstract idea. It could be the reason why the speed of light has the value it does steering the universe towards configurations that allow self-awareness and understanding through information processing. And the document even says it outright. The universe can be understood as an information processing system driven by an inherent intent. Information processing encompasses the fundamental operations of creation, storage, retrieval, and manipulation of information. It really puts information at the center of everything.
Yeah, and when we look at attempts to actually put this intent into mathematical terms, the connections get even more interesting. The document mentions the possibility of intent as a scalar field, or even modifying Einstein's field equations to include its influence. These are still just theoretical ideas. But future breakthroughs in this information intent nexus framework could reveal deeper quantitative links between intent information and fundamental constants like the speed of light.
Mm.
Maybe the very equations that describe the universe will show the speed of light as a natural consequence of the interplay between intent and information.
One last thing that really caught my eye was the mention of metasurfaces. These are structures that let us manipulate light at incredibly tiny scales, the nanoscale. The document suggests they could be like an analogy for how information might be encoded and transmitted at a fundamental level, maybe even connected to the speed of light. What do you think about that?
That's a really cool analogy.
Yeah.
Metasurfaces show us how, at a really basic level, information can be encoded and controlled in the properties of light itself.
Yeah.
Its polarization, its phase, its direction.
Yeah.
So if we take that to the most fundamental level of reality, maybe the speed of light isn't just a limit on how fast light can go. Maybe it's also deeply connected to how information is encoded and exchanged between the most basic parts of the universe, shaping how they interact, and ultimately giving rise to the universe we see.
Like, metasurfaces are a real-world example of how structured interactions with light can lead to complex information processing.
Exactly. The way we control light at the nanoscale could give us clues about how the universe handles information at the most fundamental level, maybe even linked to the speed at which information can be exchanged.
So to recap, the speed of light might not just be a speed limit. It could be why matter exists separate from dark matter. The early universe's failed attempts, guided by some primordial intent, might have set the speed of light as this crucial constraint built into the laws of physics. Dark matter could be the leftover information from those failed attempts, highlighting the deep connection between information and fundamental constants. The electron's role as a mapper of reality might be tied to the speed of light. And underpinning all of this could be a primordial intent, guiding the universe towards stable and understandable configurations through the speed of light as a limit. It really is a totally different way of looking at something we thought we knew.
It really is. What seemed like a simple speed limit now looks like a fundamental part of reality connected to information, the birth of matter, and the universe's drive to understand itself and become more complex.
So for you listening, hopefully this gives you a new and exciting way to think about the speed of light and its role in a universe driven by information and a fundamental intent. But there's still so much to explore. What are some of the big questions you're left with?
Well, how can we describe this intent mathematically? And would that help us understand the speed of light's role? If dark matter is information limited by the speed of light, what does that tell us about its properties? And could experiments like the cosmic microscope mentioned in your sources help us understand this intent field and the nature of the speed of light?
So is the speed of light just a barrier, or is it something more fundamental, a thread woven into the fabric of a universe trying to understand itself through matter and information?
It really makes you rethink what reality even is.
Absolutely. Keep thinking about these ideas, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.